We're joined in the studio by Tony Everly, Brentwood Town manager. The result today, Brentwood Town 0, Ware 1, and well, possibly not reflecting of the performance, Tony.
No. I'm trying to think of the best way to summarise the performance. If you took the game on chances and all the major statistics you'd have in a football match, no, we should have won the game. We should have been out of sight at half time, but we weren't, and it came back to haunt us. They scored a bit of a scrappy goal, trickled over the line, doesn't matter how they go in, but they did, and we huffed and puffed. And our second half, we still created some good chances. The keeper made a couple of good saves, more towards the last 10 minutes, but we didn't really reach the heights of our first half performance, which was very good.
Now, it's been all changed there since Anwar Uddin took charge. So it was certainly a different challenge for your side than it would have been earlier in the season.
Yeah, I mean, I know Anwar from... he was at Sporting Bengal last season when I was at Wadham Lodge. He tries to get his teams to play, I believe, in the right way. And I think they tried to do that. They played well, and they played better in the second half. But I felt that we should have been in complete control in terms of the scoreline at half time. We weren't. I mean, we could have been 3-0 up just in the last 5 minutes of the first half, but we weren't. And we didn't really play as well in the second half as we did in the first. And Ware kept on going. They're obviously near the bottom as well, and they're fighting to stay in the league. So they got a scrappy goal, and last 5-10 minutes they did really well.
And obviously, it's a double kick in the guts today with Waltham Abbey picking up a 4-0 victory today.
It is, and it makes next week's game even more important.
Now, only 4 on the bench today, did I see? Is that correct, or was that an admin?
Yes,
error?
No, there was 4 on the bench. There was just a last minute, there was a problem with a player last minute, so unfortunately he couldn't make it, but it would have been 5 on the bench.
Okay, with the game against Wroxham called off, it's now been 14 days since the last match. So what have the boys been up to in the meantime?
They've trained well. We've been pleased with everything we've been doing. And like I say, normally you come in half time and you look at, analyse and review the performance, and you talk about some areas that, the only area we could talk about that needed to be looked at was our finishing. Because we opened them up and played some very good football and could almost score at will. So there was nothing to really talk about any real areas to work on other than we need to put the ball in the back of the net. Everything else was fine. And that continued second half, but we just weren't as on top as what we were in the first half.
Sure. Just on that, sort of on that, following on from that, I've noticed there've been a lot of forwards in the last few weeks that have joined the club. Have there been any sort of player changes in recent weeks? Because I remember the likes of Brian Moses, Kieran English coming
yes.
in before the likes of Reynolds came back. So has there been any player movements?
No, I mean, Brian unfortunately couldn't commit to this level after thinking he could, travel-wise, etc.
Right.
It didn't work for him. So I think he's at Redbridge,
yeah,
local,
I believe he is,
where
yeah.
he is right now.
Yeah.
Kieran is injured still, hopefully. Be playing in a friendly on Monday night.
Ah, that's right. You play
yeah.
Clapton, don't
that's
you?
We are indeed. Dog. That's right.
Yes.
Yeah, and other than Leon joining, Leon Gordon and Ryan O'Rourke, there's been no other,
okay.
no one else. So we've still got a settled squad, and we've still got enough quality. And today, whether it was bad luck or whether it was poor finishing, I don't know what you want to call it, but you know, we didn't have enough conviction to get the goals, and it could be a combination of the two. And on any other day, if I compare the last 3 games against Romford, against Thurrock, against Brightlingsea, we had far more chances today than any of those games, and we've ended up with a 0.
So reasons to be positive, to be fair.
There are reasons to be positive. It's just at this stage of the season, we know how important the points are.
Indeed.
As you say, playing Clapton on Monday at the Old Spotted Dog in the friendly before face Waltham Abbey away in the league next Saturday, so another team fighting at the basement. Did I see earlier this week Ben Sampayo has been putting some of his teammates through their paces?
Yeah, well, last Saturday, to have a change when we obviously didn't have a game, we decided just to do a gym session, and obviously Ben's a personal trainer, so we went down to the gym where he's at in Romford, and the boys had a workout there, and we just did something different. It was a hard workout, so that's something that we'll be looking to do a bit more now and again, but obviously it's just to break it up from the football side of things.
Now, just to mention, away from Brentwood Town, I know that she sometimes listens to your interviews, so can we just also mention the sterling work that your daughter is doing at the moment?
Well, yeah, she's obviously running for the marathon, and she hit the 10-mile mark today, and I'm really pleased with her. We're all proud of her. She's running for a good cause, and look forward to watching her in April.
Who's she running for?
She's running for the Stroke Association.
Okay, so
my wife suffered with 3 strokes 7 years ago.
So and of course probably on Jess, isn't it? Jessie Everly will be looking to donate a bit of money to that cause as well.
Absolutely, yes.
Give her a little bit of a shout. So you're not going to get shouted at when you get home now. You've actually mentioned
it. Oh, no, she'll be very pleased.
There you go.
Thanks for that.